WBEZ is supported by Shedd Aquarium, where animals, people, science, and conservation come together. Through community outreach, education, and research, Shedd protects the water that supports life in the Great Lakes region and beyond. More at sheddaquarium.org. Shedd Aquarium, for animals, for people, for communities, for love of waterkind.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. At least one person in Chicago believes President Trump owes Pope Leo an apology. Trump was on Truth Social last night to insult Leo over the pontiff's disapproval of the war in Iran. Mary Fiorito is a Chicago-based attorney and is also the Cardinal Francis George Fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. Fiorito told our Say More program she was shocked by the president's post.
The nature in President Trump is a very impulsive man who doesn't have a lot of nuance about him. That being said, I think he owes the Holy Father an apology. I thought that was rather shocking and rude, you know, at a minimum.
Fiorito says it's not uncommon for the Pope to speak about war. Pope John Paul II sent an envoy to meet with former President George W. Bush in 2003. Pope John Paul was outspoken about the war in Iraq. In other news, it was a massive playdate over the weekend at Maggie Daly Park in downtown Chicago. More than 100 parents from all across the city brought their children for dance parties, arts and crafts, reading, and fun. Chief of Staff for Mayor Johnson, Christina Passioni-Zayas, says the event is just as much for parents as it is for the kids.
We want to bring the resources to parents and to families so that they know that the city is here to wrap around their family and the expectations that they have around their child's development.
Some parents said it was a safe event for kids to play outside, engage with other children, and enjoy the views of downtown Chicago. The Chicago Bulls now look forward to several important weeks for the organization. The team is beginning its search for a new top decision maker. The biggest question mark for the Bulls is whether head coach Billy Donovan will stay. Donovan says he'll have conversations about the future with team ownership soon. And when reflecting on his 6 years with the team, Donovan says he and the rest of the Bulls have not produced enough results.
Organizationally, we didn't win as much as we wanted to. You know, I mean, that's just the bottom line. And you're coming to an organization with an incredible fan base, with great support, an organization that has won, obviously, a significant amount of NBA championships. And you feel a responsibility to be able to win at the highest level. And that did not happen.
Donovan says he doesn't have his eyes on another job and he wants to make his decision quickly. And particles, plasma, and mice make up some of the winning entries this year at the University of Chicago's Science as Art Contest. The grand prize was awarded to UChicago alum Takumi Matsuzawa. Yin and Yang, Harmony and Chaos captures the trajectory of particles in turbulent water. Other winning entries included an image showing the genetic makeup of a mouse, a simulation of superheated plasma, and a photo of an excavated piece of turquoise pottery. You're listening to The Rundown. Some people who are locked up in prison in Illinois say personal appearance takes on a whole new significance when you're behind bars. It's the one thing they can control. But in a prison, beauty and hygiene products can be expensive and hard to come by. Still, women in state custody have learned to reclaim their beauty. My colleague Summer Van Benton spoke with a group of formerly incarcerated women, and they talked about how self-care and community helped reshape how they see themselves.
My name is Taishi Ashanti Johnson. When I got locked up, I was did up. You know, I still had my nails on, my lashes on. But I sat in the county for about a year before I even went to prison. So, girl, all that was gone. So now the lashes gone, the hair gone, you know. I was still a little pretty, but, you know, I was feeling the way I looked it, and I wasn't feeling it. It was a mess.
My name is Mercedes Owsley.
Josephine Zawiza.
And I'm Victoria Varela. Just keep a simple routine. That's all I really did in prison, was just keep it simple.
Shampoo, conditioner, body wash, soap, toothpaste, toothbrush. If you're living off just state pay and what you're making there, that's about it.
When I worked as a caretaker, I believe I made like $33 a month. In the kitchen, I think I got paid like $17 or $19. It's just enough to get you the things that you really need.
We could buy like 10 tampons for $15. So at that point, I have to choose between, am I gonna buy tampons Or am I going to buy shampoo and conditioner and body wash?
Well, I have nothing. But I use what I had to, like, keep my skin up. I use, like, my toothpaste.
Pulling the thread from my shirts, well, from my prison shirts, and then threading my eyebrows. It would take, like, 20 minutes to get, like, a good piece of string.
They don't provide us with much in there. Like, even our basic necessities aren't really met. So it's very discouraging. We did have a salon, which was really, really nice. We could get our hair curled or permed or flat ironed.
And it's so packed that, like, you're really only going to be able to get in every 3 months.
If you had court that day or you was gone somewhere, you missed it, you missed it.
Oh, my gosh, the shampoo and conditioner smells so good.
No, we was able to maintain the wigs, girl. You know, going there, we flat iron them and bump them.
I just remember, like, wanting to read all the gossip magazines because I love celebrity gossip. I don't know, it was relaxing. I'm like, I'm going to the salon today. And you come back and everybody's like, oh my gosh, look how pretty you look.
They do it. They straighten it. It lasts maybe 3 or 4 days and then that's it, you know?
Beauty for me means, like, on the inside, being happy, being able to say that I love myself.
Well, my perception of it made me value my products that I have now more because I didn't have it. Like, even to this day, I take pride in my teeth, in my skin, my face, because, you know, going through that experience in prison, it make you appreciate more now.
I met a lot of women in prison that are just beautiful spirits and have literally shaped who I want to become.
You know, I was just released like several months ago. I have this large mirror at home and I'm always like standing in front of it. And every time I pass by something, I try not to look, but I'm like, I do, I can't help it. But I don't know, I just feel really good. I'm doing a lot of a lot of things that my old self would have never have thought of.
Weather, partly sunny, quite warm today with a high in the upper 70s, and then cloudy tonight, showers and thunderstorms, low in the mid-60s, and Tuesday, rain in the morning and a high again near 80. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.